The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband and fellow realtor. And our producer, Jessica Schwab.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. We are here to answer real estate questions and discuss a variety of topics, everything real estate, every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at
Questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can search the MLS or our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay. I have a bit of good news today.
Tell me.
All right. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate was just awarded from Century 21 a Quality Service Award.
Wow, that's great.
Yes, it's in recognition of our outstanding commitment to quality service and our dedication to customer satisfaction.
Yeah, we work really hard for that. It doesn't come easy.
Mm-mm. It's not easy to achieve this award, I can tell you that. Our clients trusted us and our team met the challenge, and that was for the year 2010. So we're very proud of that. I also have more good news.
You won the lottery?
I wish I could talk. That is not the news I wish to announce. It's Trish Conway from our office, realtor, full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready, just passed her appraiser exam.
Oh, very good.
So she is going to join our full-time appraiser, John Pendrack, and work for John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services as a certified appraiser.
Yep, she's worked very hard for that. She deserves it. Congratulations, Trish.
Yes, she passed on the first try. Not easy. So we just wanted to say way to go, Trish, and we are really proud of you.
All right, what are we going to talk about today?
We have a lot of good discussion. We have a lot of good topics to discuss today. So I thought we'd start with, can you believe that buyers don't mortgage shop? This is information I came across when I was reading the National Association of Realtors, Realtor Magazine, and I was very, very surprised by this article that says 40% of home buyers obtain only one mortgage loan quote before choosing which mortgage offer to apply for, and only 28% of buyers say they are confident that they got the best mortgage deal. So what this article is saying is people don't shop around.
Right. I understand. I understand why people don't shop
around.
Well,
it's confusing, it's complicated, and it takes time.
It takes time, a lot of effort, and who are you going to talk to? And it comes down to, lots of times, it comes down to who do you trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people we deal with, I pretty much trust them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when we refinance our home, we didn't shop it around. We just went to the one person we do business with that we trust, and the rate seemed fair, and that's who we went to. So I guess I'm one of those 40%, right?
Yeah, this was a study conducted by LendingTree, and 70% say they find mortgage shopping just to be what we just said, to be frustrating. And 20% of those people cited the complexity of the terms, and 20% because of the time it takes to actually do this.
Right, right. I understand that completely. Who's got the time to be running around shopping for different mortgages?
Well,
I mean, it is the biggest financial investment you're ever going to make in your life.
Well, Pat, we're in the industry, so we know a lot more than your average person. So in terms of rates and product out there, you know, we have a little bit more to go on than your average person. I would think, though, that someone that didn't have that knowledge would shop around for rates at least, or, you know, better products, or who takes the time to answer their questions. And sometimes, a lot of times, we're working with first-time home buyers who need to be educated in that area. And I know we do our part as realtors to help them, but I would think that people would shop around a little bit more. Now, Jessica, before we came here today, you provided us with an article about how the adjustable rate mortgage is back.
You know, it just popped out at me this morning because it's been such a big thing in the news and caused so many problems for people that to see that it was on the rise again, the title, I would have to say good job by the author of the article to title it that way, because to see that it's back on the rise
is very surprising,
especially so soon after
everything
happened.
Well, they're not solely to blame for what happened, but they did have a large part. It did affect a lot of people that had these adjustable rates. They couldn't afford what they were currently paying, never mind an adjustable rate. It just blew them out of the water. But an adjustable rate mortgage is something that people look at because it gets them into the home at a lower rate. And then what happens is the interest rate then is available.
It's set for a fixed period of time.
Correct.
What is it, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years? I guess it depends on the loan.
Well, it depends on, yes. And that is specified in the contract. And then the interest rate would adjust up or down depending on, you know, the formula based on the interest rate indexes. So, I mean, that's it. But it usually goes up.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I would count on if I was. I'm not in an ARM, but if I was to even consider it, I would probably budget accordingly. This is what people did. It has relation to the subprime borrowers of the past, but not so today. The people that are writing these loans and offering these loans say that this is going to change. They're not just going to put anybody into these ARMs.
That's
so
good.
Well, that's good news.
The article says in 1994, 70% of mortgages were adjustable rate mortgages.
Right.
And what is it down to now that they're writing? It's just 10%.
10% of the mortgage issued, yes. Mortgages
right.
issued.
It's compared to, I guess, a fixed rate 30-year or 20-year mortgage.
Yeah. So, again, they're not going, what they say is the word that's used in this article is insist that they won't lead to questionable borrowers, but it is something that they do like to put out there as something to consider for somebody that's, I mean, think about it, too. A lot of times people will sell their home before they'll get into a home. They want to own a home, and then they'll sell it before the adjustable rate comes.
Before the interest readjusts, right?
Right. So, they'd be in a good position. Or think about somebody that has the potential of higher earnings down the road. I mean, those types of people, coming out of law school or doctors or
promotion at work or whatever.
Somebody that's climbing that corporate ladder. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the people that would want to take a look at this. That they know that their future income is going to be greater. How about the false rumors that are persisting these days regarding the Medicare tax that's out there? There's an email that has been circulating.
As part of this healthcare legislation?
As part of the healthcare legislation, yes, that was
the false 3.8% tax rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. What taxes? So it says,
there was an article that actually there's an email that went out to a lot of our buyers, sellers, consumers of real estate, as well as other realtors, that said that there was going to be this 3.8, and sometimes the email said 4% transfer tax on home sales, and it's false. That is just completely not true.
Oh, thank goodness!
Right, and this email was circulated far or wide, and I could understand why somebody would be, concerned about it and potentially a little bit of a panic.
Right, it's being totally misrepresented.
It's inaccurate. So NAR, the National Association of Realtors, put together some information, and they're getting it out there to us, the realtors. The health bill included a provision that imposes a new 3.8% Medicare tax for some high-income households that have net investment income.
Of over?
The new tax applies only to households with adjusted gross income of more than $200,000 for individuals or more than $250,000 for married couples. Since the capital gains are included in the definition of net investment income, an additional tax obligation might result from the sale of real property. Even if the adjusted gross income limits are met, the new tax would not be applied to capital gains that result from the sale of a home.
Okay, when is all of this supposed to kick in?
January 1st, 2013.
So all of this is false for now.
For now. And it's on investment income, net investment income.
$250,000 in investment income. Ooh, I wish I had that.
The legislation also makes no changes to the mortgage interest deduction, MID.
Mortgage interest deduction. I love that. So what were you going to say about everybody who's a homeowner? You're going to talk about that mortgage interest deduction?
Well, eventually, but I wanted to say, well, as with anything regarding any kind of taxes and income and things of that nature, we always advise people at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate to seek the advice of their accountant, tax advisor, tax attorney. And you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and Pat Devaney, husband and fellow realtor of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so the MID, the mortgage interest deduction. Who's using mortgage interest deduction, Pat?
Homeowners who pay interest on their mortgage.
Okay. Now, what happens if, and this is being looked at by Washington to possibly eliminate or, you know, do something with this mortgage interest deduction. And I, as a realtor, as a homeowner, I am steadfastly against this. So, you know, some of the stats out there, it's going to affect a lot, and it's going to hurt a lot of people if they were to eliminate this mortgage interest deduction that we currently get. Households headed by persons 35 and 45 years of age are the largest takers of the mortgage interest deduction. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, it is.
That's the research of the National Association of Realtors. Based on IRS data from 2008, these households take an annual average deduction of $13,829.
That would be a huge deduction to lose. You get to just take that $13,000 as a deduction. To lose that would be
huge.
Huge. It might be catastrophic to the housing industry.
I think it would. Person 65 and older, that deduction's somewhere around $9,500, and people under 26, the deduction's a little under $9,000, which is somewhere around $8,800 for that type of deduction. But typically, homeowners in the 35 to 45 year old brackets still have many years left on their mortgage, and a relatively high proportion of their monthly payment goes to interest.
This is also, their houses tend to be larger than those of the very youngest homeowners, so their mortgage and interest payments are higher.
I just hope, you know, we have an army of people fighting for us and fighting against any kind of elimination of the mortgage interest deduction. But I always tell people, call your senator, call your congressman, call Washington, email them, call them, fax them, tell them that this is an important issue to you and that you don't want to see it on the chopping block.
Right. Don't want to lose the mortgage interest deduction. That would be very bad for everyone.
Okay, before we go to a break, because that's where we're headed, we'll go over a listing at 204 Swartz Street in Dunmore. This is listed by Jason Thomas of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. It's 189.9, 10 rooms, 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's a Cape Cod style home with a 1-car garage, and it has 2 fireplaces. Total square feet, approximately $2,800. Has gas heat, a fenced yard, nice patio, really nice backyard, 2 working fireplaces, plenty of storage in the second floor of the garage, and very nice cherry kitchen cabinets with Corian countertops. Again, 204 Swartz Street, Dunmore, 189.9.
That's a really nice street over there. That's a nice spot.
Really great block. It is time for a short break. We will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Hi, we're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, that's me, and Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Thank you very much, that's me.
And Jessica, our producer.
I'm not going to say that's me.
Yes,
yeah, but
it
you
is.
Just did. You just did.
And what a wonderful job you do. Today, so far, we have discussed, what did we discuss, Pat?
The MID, the mortgage interest deduction.
And how important it is.
To maintain it and not to lose it as a deduction.
Right.
All those people in Washington, they want to cut everything. Don't cut that.
Precisely. And not just because we do real estate, but because we own and it would severely affect us and many countless others. So,
and it would drive property values down because people wouldn't have that interest deduction anymore. They would lose that incentive. It would be very bad.
And after the last several years of doing real estate in this area, it's been challenging, to say the least. And just we're seeing signs we're coming out of it. I think it would hurt us. We also talked about the false rumors that persist regarding the Medicare, the health care reform.
Right, the 3.8% Medicare tax. There's a rumor going around that it only applies to high income earners and it doesn't kick in until January of 2013.
Right. And so now we'll talk about some new information we also have come across that I think that it's
part of the health care law. Isn't this very interesting?
This is very noteworthy, yes. If you own a rental property, anybody that owns a rental property, even a single family residence that's rented out, a new law requires you to issue an IRS, a 1099 form, to the handyman or other vendor that's worked on the property.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
For any amount?
It is $600 or above.
Really?
That's a total of $600 throughout the year.
Right.
So if you got the lawn guy coming and he does $600 worth of work throughout the year, mm-hmm. you have to get his name. You got a lot of work to do.
Name, number, social security or tax ID number. So because at the end of the, by January 31st, you have to issue him a 1099 for that previous year.
Wow.
A 1090 what?
1099. Well, and that's funny because I'm issued, as realtors, as sales associates and realtors and agents, that's what we get is a 1099 for our earnings for a year. So, but a lot of people are used to the W-2. That's what most people get, when you have an employer-employee situation. But a 1099, these people will have to claim, what they earn and as someone that owns an investment property. Now, this is not new. This was something that's been in effect, and it has been in effect, for people that have really large multiple dwellings, apartment complexes, so on and so forth. This is not a brand new idea.
Yeah, but applying it to everybody is, isn't it?
Well, that is, yeah. This is going to affect a lot of people, and I bet there's a lot of people that just don't know about it. And there's going to be more to come out, but this is effective now. The IRS will fill in the details on what constitute, like if somebody has something that doesn't meet threshold requirements.
Oh, the IRS will fill in.
That's right.
That'll be fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. So anybody like a plumber, an electrician, a painter, a cleaning service, a gardener, a landscaper, accountants, and any kind of handyman will be affected. So virtually all service providers to the property who don't receive a W-2 from the property owner, and they provide at least $600 in services for the year, it's a cumulative amount, they will have to be provided with this 1099. And the IRS will also set forth the important dates for the 2011 tax year. So you we have to see. And there are penalties if people don't do this. There's fines, and they're saying it could be upwards of $250 if somebody doesn't
comply.
Doesn't
the IRS have better things to do with their time than search out people who don't issue 1099s?
Well, what they want to do is they want to keep track of the money you're paying, you know, the gardener or whatever. They don't want him to get away with it. So now you, as the property owner, you have to get their name, address, social security number, or other tax identification number.
Because people are so willing to give those out.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gives out their social security number.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. And now if you don't do it, you don't collect that information, you're the one who's going to get in trouble.
Really? So not them because they haven't, you know,
reported their income,
but...
You.
Somebody who's trying to keep the workforce alive by paying them to do it.
Somebody who's trying to take care of their home.
I think that would just push people to try and do things on their own and create a lot more problems in the long run.
Yeah, perhaps. You never know. Yeah, right. I can't imagine. I just, for people that own a lot of properties out there, keeping track of everything, mm-hmm. it's going to be, and if they have, you know, a full-time job or do something else, this is in and of itself seems like it's going to require a lot of time.
Take up a lot of their time. Mm-hmm.
So the little old lady who owns the double now has to get a 1099 for the people who are doing the work for her that are over $600. Just doesn't seem fair. But
I would specifically hire different people every time or every other time I had to have somebody come in. Like, okay, $599.99 it is.
That's what it is.
There you go.
I think it'll force a lot of people just to pay in cash.
Absolutely.
And not even deduct it or anything. It'll just...
Hey, you never know. I mean, not that we would... But see, this is what happens because there's always a loophole.
Right. Yeah.
And it's, you know, people find it. So, but this is something when I said, oh my gosh, because this does apply to us. We have a property and we're, you know, have people. We had a painter there yesterday. So, I mean, we...
It wasn't over $600. Don't worry.
So,
and the rest of the painting for the rest of the year, I'm doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. But if we, you know, do that wall that we wanted to do, I mean, this is just it. You know, we have to think about what we just talked about.
And when does that come into effect? Is that for this
year?
It's
in now.
It's in now.
Yeah, it's already done. It's a new law.
That's great. Well, yeah. Nice stuff that's coming out of Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of stuff coming out of there.
Okay. So, like, let's talk about good things.
Okay.
You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. So far this year, now, of course, you know, when I'm pulling stats from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, the stats that I'm looking at so far, January, February, March is not out yet. But so far, there are some good numbers coming.
The trend is positive.
Yes. Our absorption rate, which is, you know, the months of available supply inventory listings, okay, that's available for sale. The months, now the absorption rate has decreased. It was back in February 2010, 11.35 months of inventory out there. Now it's 10.2. So we're headed in the right direction. So our supply is...
Down 10%. That's good.
That is very good. So far this year, sold listings is exactly the same as last year. So we don't know about that yet. But pending listings are up. So what we have, sale pending, which means what a seller has accepted from a buyer, and it's under contract, what we call under contract, a pending sale. There's a change for the better in 2011.
It's up 8%.
That's up 8%, and I hope it continues. Active listings, we just talked about that with the absorption rate, but the active listings right now is down quite significantly. So for 2011 so far, 1,600 listings as opposed to last year at this time was right under 1,900.
So there's less homes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for the sellers.
That's very good news for sellers. And so far, new listings to date this year, there's only 225 new listings taken as of January and February of 2011, as opposed to last year at this time, 324.
Wow, that was 30% more.
Now, you know, regarding these stats, you know, I'm looking at, well, within these stats are other stats. And what's, like, so... When I look at things, it's interesting to look at what is actually selling. Would you believe that, you know, from last year to this year, the changes in actual sales price? Now, $500,000 or more actually has seen a 400% change for the better.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that higher end stuff that wasn't moving for so long seems to perhaps be moving a little bit better now. And that's also very good news for the area. I'd like to say. The average list price haven't changed. It's pretty much similar. Sales prices, this is also very good news. Average sales price is up. It's up almost 7% change, as well as the median sales price.
Median sale price is up 17% from last year. Wow, that's good. So last year at this time, it was selling for $99,000, the median home, and now it's selling for $115,000. That's very good. That's good for the people who were selling, who are maybe now, who are on the sidelines. You know, they don't want to sell their house, but now it seems like it's a good time to get in. The trend is going in the right direction.
Right. Well, it always seems that we're in real estate battling something. In the 80s, we were battling...
interest rates.
High. Very high. 18% is, I think.
Did I hear your voice crack when you said 18?
I couldn't imagine. Now, see, I was still in high school and college in the 80s, so I wasn't selling, but Dad was. And I really can't believe. In fact, when they made the interest, they had little books that they would carry around because they didn't do things like we do on the computer. And so they would have these little pocket
interest,
and they didn't go. They didn't print them. They started at 7% or 8%.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right. I saw some of those older books. They started at 7 or 8% and went up from there. Now, if you got a mortgage at 7 or 8%, you would think you were getting screwed.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of good news out there from NAR. Lawrence Young, who's the chief economist of the National Association of Realtors, you know, he has a good outlook. He has an article out, Sunnier Skies Are Likely on the Way, and he talks about how manufacturing output has been rising. Consumer confidence has rebounded from very low levels, and jobs are being created. Oh, thank God. Because no matter what, no matter how low those interest rates are, no matter how low that seller will go in pricing, it all boils down to someone needs a paycheck to pay a mortgage, right?
I mean, absolutely.
All right. So with that, existing home sales are projected to rise 8% to nearly 5.3 million units nationwide this year and possibly 5.5 million in 2012. So that's what they're projecting, and I hope they're right. So home ownership is solid, and it's also sustainable given our population growth. Good news, right?
Very good news.
Yeah, I like to hear that. Before we close today, we're going to review a listing and go over a tip. Before we do the tip, Pat, would you like to do the listing?
Yes. Today's listing is a lovely home. It's on 1421 1421 Marion Street in Dunmore. It's listed for $195,000. It's 4 bedrooms, 1.5 bath. This home is meticulous. This home, talk about pride and ownership. This house is perfect. I went through the house the other day. Everything is done just right. Everything is spectacular. Move-in condition. It's got replacement windows throughout. A modern kitchen and bath. Generous storage areas. Walk-up attic. Basement. It's got built-ins. A gas fireplace. A tile entry. It's got hardwood floors under the carpet. A rec room in the lower level. It's got a sprinkler system for the lawn. It's got a nice garage. A nice little driveway. And it's a really nice home, and that's 1421 Marion Street. 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, listed for $195,000.
Apple pie condition.
Apple pie?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Aw. Okay. All right. My tip of the day today is a compliment of the Realtor magazine, the National Association of Realtors. You can make a stainless steel sink shine with thrifty cleaning remedies, such as, get this, baby oil or club soda. How about that?
I like thrifty.
And, well, there's doityourself.com, which has a lot of tips in there. They also talk about Restore a Finish, and that's probably about $5 a can. It comes in various wood finishes and can be used to polish cabinets and even blend out minor scratches and imperfections.
That's handy.
That sounds handy. I know I could use that in a couple of places.
I know. I was going to make that suggestion. So we're out of time. We have to say goodbye. Thank you for joining us on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with myself, Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie.
And Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you. Remember to contact us by email during the week.
At questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888 888- 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
You can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Or visit our Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate office at 111 West Drinker Street, Dunmore, during the week. We'd be happy to see you. Thank you for joining us and have a wonderful weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.